Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome back to Share and Retweet.
Woo! Hello.
I am one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
And I'm your other host, Justin Poy.
Yeah, there's two of us.
I can count. I know how words work.
Oh, which is lovely for a podcast that journeys through the words that are sometimes in Cher's Twitter feed.
Yes. As always, please follow us on all of the socials. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, of course, at Cher and Retweet.
Yep. And rate and review us and listen to us.
Yes, do that.
You're already doing that.
You're doing that.
If you can hear
Scrap
us now.
Scrap that last one. You've already accomplished that.
Yeah, you don't need to follow instructions on the last one. But like, if you could review us, rate us.
Oh, definitely review us.
And tell your friends about on whatever listening platform you choose to stand on, whether that be Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or
Spotify
Podcasts.
Wherever. So, just whatever it is. It is a big, big week. And I know. I know we say
before
that.
Before you get the guns out, we are aware.
Every week. We know that, and I know that we also say, that every week. I know.
Yeah, it does feel like Cher's gearing up for the apocalypse, though, doesn't it?
Well, she's just amping it up every week.
Yeah.
She just dropped a second single from her upcoming album.
Correct.
Of course, that's SOS. If you haven't heard it, you need to listen to it. I like it even more than Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Yeah, and I know that I said on this podcast that Gimme, Gimme, Gimme was the gayest song I've ever heard.
You did. Can we play that? Can we get some playback on that?
We cannot. It's just so me going, well, that's the gayest song I've ever heard. I adore it. It's the gayest thing I've ever heard. It's like what happened was I said, that's the gayest thing I've ever heard, even that I've ever seen. And then you just hear these footsteps in the background and you just see visually they're just like diamante encrusted heels and it just pans up to the most fabulous thing in the entire world and it's SOS. Just going, oh, that's the gayest thing you've ever heard.
Oh, I'd like a retraction.
Hold my drink.
Yeah, I really like
so
it.
It's so great.
It's really fun. And that's just the second of, 10 songs at least that we're getting? 10, 12? How many songs are we getting? I don't
10.
Know.
We're just getting 10.
We're just getting 10. Well, how sad for us. I love you say we're just getting 10. We're only getting 10.
But we're getting, can't think of another album that is more camp than this.
What, the last one, no. I can't. I retract it immediately.
Where were you going?
Well, I was going to go to Madonna Confessions on the Dance Floor. But then then I was like, that's not really camp.
That's not camp. That's a great album.
That's a great album.
But it's not.
It's not camp. This is.
That's your. I feel like Madonna's Confessions on the drag floor. Confessions on the Dance Floor.
Now that would be camp. That would be very
Confessions
very camp.
On the Drag Floor. Yeah.
And is not a gayer album than
what's interesting? It's that both of those legends tried to make the gayest album in the world, and both of them had to use ABBA.
Wow. What is the common denominator
it's
there?
It's ABBA. It's ABBA. ABBA, Justin.
Interesting.
ABBA is the gayest thing in the world.
No, I knew. It was a rhetorical question, okay, well, Andy.
It was rhetorical.
Okay.
You see, you can take it down a couple of notches. Yeah, you can bitch.
Bring it right down.
Oh, it is on. I see the fire in your eyes.
Why don't you unbutton your pants? Because I think they're a little tight. I think your britches are a little tight.
Oh, I thought you were asking me something very different.
Oh, no. God, no.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's move on.
Oh, God, no.
Please, no.
Share. It's a new share tweet.
All right, so of course, SOS has come out, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Cher would like to know if anyone's
if
heard it.
If anyone's heard it. And what's the best way to go about that?
Just Twitter!
Just to us.
Twitter! Tweet. Tweet to all my homies who's heard my track.
20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. She's just running around a room. I need to know. I'll just ask 36 million people
at once.
So this tweet was on the 23rd of August, and it is literally just, has anyone heard SOS?
It's like, she's just released it, and then I feel like she's just sitting there in silence, like has anyone heard it?
Has anyone heard it?
Is anyone else listening to this?
I mean, was the internet okay today?
I just haven't gotten any feedback. I've gotten nothing.
I mean, I've heard it.
I've heard it.
I was there.
Polly's heard it.
Oh, Polly was the first one to hear it.
Polly's definitely heard it.
Polly's definitely heard it. Polly liked it.
Polly liked it. Now, I know Sherricorn heard it.
Oh,
I don't have to ask.
I don't even have to release the song for Sherricorn to hear it.
Sherricorn, I'm pretty sure, has listening devices all around me. Sherricorn has definitely heard it.
If she doesn't have listening devices, she's in the room.
Either or.
She's sticking to the underside of the table.
Oh, great. So, yeah, she just wants to know.
Also, I like that she doesn't clarify my version of SOS.
Right.
Does anyone remember when ABBA did a song called SOS? Has anyone gotten that?
There's a boat out on the marina that's actually sending out an SOS call.
Did anyone else hear that?
Does anyone hear that right
Can
now?
Can anyone else hear the terrified screams of ye oldie timey people talking in Morse code?
Can anyone else still hear the people of the Titanic screaming out for help? Mayday.
Does anyone else wake up in the middle of the night and just hear Morse code and then screaming? Is that just me?
Is that just me? Am I the only one? Has anyone else heard an SOS?
Has anyone else heard an SOS?
Yeah, so either...
I don't know if you guys know this, but also I released a single...
So I just want to know,
heard that?
Please be clear on which SOS you've heard if you respond to this,
mm-hmm.
Which a lot of people did. A lot of people responded to this tweet.
Overwhelmingly, what I found was the responses to this was, yes, I've been playing it on repeat.
Yeah.
And I think, my God, there are songs that I like. I don't put them on repeat for a whole day.
I could not listen to... Actually, that's not true. No.
What?
I'm lying. I didn't listen to this on repeat all day, but there are songs that I absolutely could and have listened to on repeat.
What song? There are albums that I listen to on repeat.
No, for me, there's definitely songs. Or I'll listen to an album.
Okay, I would like to guess, for you, it's Sound of Silence by Demi Lovato. Damiem.
Yeah. Yeah, that is one that I listen to on repeat for multiple weeks.
Yeah. Can you guess mine? Can you guess like an album?
Well, I know an album. Panic at the Disco, I'm sure you listen to on repeat. On repeat.
It's a great album.
And I feel like also, what was it, Poppy? I feel like you would have listened to Poppy on repeat.
No.
Really?
No.
You were obsessed with her.
Yeah, for like 2 minutes. I didn't listen to that much.
Yeah, so everyone though... on that note, is listening to it and losing their minds. They're just oh my God, it's amazing. I love it so much.
No one said no.
Sorry, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
There is a boat sinking outside.
Oh, yeah, I've sent the authorities.
Yeah.
I heard the SOS and I called Watership Down.
The official Boat Authority, the Division of Watership Down. Watership Down. Is that what you just called it?
That's all I could think of.
The Coast Guard?
That's who I was thinking.
Watership Down, Andy. Watership Down. Quick, we've got to contact Watership Down. Who runs Watership Down?
I couldn't think of the word Coast Guard, and that's all that would like rush at my face. I was like, oh, I know this is not right.
There's a ship, it's in the water, and it's going down.
Watership Down.
It's obviously Watership Down.
We need to call Watership Down.
Someone get on the phone to Watership Down.
I've sent Watership Down a memo, and they should be on that. Lickety split.
Yes. So Watership Down is surprisingly responsive.
So quickly.
Because no one contacts them.
They are a really small maritime division of the Coast Guard.
But they're just as good.
They're so, if not better. They've got decades of training.
Oh, they're couture.
They are couture.
They're couture water rescue.
That's not the word you were looking for either.
It was basically
and you just
the
went,
word.
That'll do.
They're couture. They're like, couture.
I went to say hors d'oeuvres once, and I just ended up saying vol-au-vents. Not that they were
what?
That. Yeah. It was a long day.
Yeah. So they're a couture water rescue department.
Yeah.
When you want something done infrequently, but really well.
So well. Once a year.
It's not about quality. It's not about quantity.
No,
it is quality.
It is quality over
with
quantity.
The water down.
Watership down. How dare you?
I'm sorry. I forgot the name.
How dare you speak ill of the couture division of the maritime? What is the word Coast Guard?
It's luxury. That's the word I was thinking.
It's the luxury brand.
It's the luxury. They are the Lexus. Lexus is to Toyota as Watership Down is to the Coast Guard.
Oh, well done. You just lost half of our viewers talking cars. We are a podcast. No one can see us. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's falling apart.
Okay. We got to move on.
We're on the first tweet. Shit.
Okay, so responses. We haven't even gotten to the responses. Okay. Obviously, we've got a lot of responses, but let's just hone in. What's really exciting about this, though, the responses are almost all on topic.
Yes,
almost all on topic.
Looking at the spreadsheet for those listening that don't know this, we have a spreadsheet in front of us every week.
Yeah,
we're very organized. And I'm seeing here you have left out someone.
I have.
Who Andy. Drew a picture of Cher.
I did, yes.
And that's all I'm going to say on that topic.
A picture was drawn, and the question of if Cher liked the picture was asked. It was the only unrelated response
hundreds,
I found.
Hundreds of people responded. 99.95%. Thousands of people responded.
2,000 people responded.
Holy mackerel. And I'm keeping it narrowtime themed. Narrowtime themed?
Narrowtime. Get it from your local waterfront store.
Oh my God.
All right, we have to move on.
Fuck.
We have to move on.
What if we don't?
What if we just stopped now? What if we ended the podcast now?
Now.
Okay.
Starting from now.
The point is, most of these, I was really proud of everyone because this tweet generated a lot of responses.
Yes.
Almost all, save one. Save one.
Yeah, they were all it just on takes one bad apple.
It really does. One of my favorites is from Gab, Share Crew, at Gub Gubs. I like it.
It's adorable. That's what I would call a hamster.
Gub Gubs.
Because I always want to call animals super cute names like Gub Gubs or Twinkle Bits.
Yeah.
Or,
but as a nickname. Like their actual name.
No, as the actual name, I'm really fond of calling cats elderly lady names like Helen.
I love that.
Deborah. A cat called Deborah is really funny. And a dog called David.
I like dogs with female names still. Like, I used to have a dog named Susie. And I just love that.
I had a dog called Carla, but it was spelled with a K.
Well, that's not cool.
I feel like it was Dutch.
That's trying too hard. It was Dutch?
Anyway.
Okay, way off topic. So Gub Gubs responds.
Old Gub Gubs responds.
Does a bear shit in the woods? Of course we did.
Yeah.
And then two laugh emojis and two hard eye emojis.
Double down. I'm with you, Gob Gobs.
Yeah. I want to know how many like metaphors she went for before landing on does a bear shit in the woods.
There was a, she took like, a couple of friends into a writer's room.
She took a spin
of
an animal. Yeah, like, just what? No, that's not funny enough.
Guys, this
guys,
is
I'm responding
this
to Cher. I'm responding
to Cher.
This is
the big leagues. All right, gather around.
Okay.
All right. I'm thinking a simile. Are we all on board? Okay. Oh, I'm so on board.
I'm on board. What do you got, Gabs? What do you got, Gub?
I'm thinking... Is the Pope Catholic?
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
She's not very religious, though, is she?
No, she might not get it. You're right. She's worldly. She'll know, but it's just funny. It's just not funny.
I got it!
Yeah, but like what? How many animals? You know, like I would just.
Oh, okay. Like, does a fish swim in the ocean?
Yeah. No, you gotta amp it up. No, we need something vulgar.
All right. Does a vulture chew at a carcass? That's too far.
Not what I want to think about.
No. It's accurate.
It's accurate. It's just
but I want to reel it. It's just not funny.
So the next tweet that we're looking at, obviously the VMAs happened, and Cher, like... us gets her news from Twitter, apparently, is what I'm discovering.
Well, there's one. And Cher, like us, did not go to the VMAs. Here we are.
Well, that's also true.
Here we are, living a parallel life to Cher.
Here I go again.
What a time to be alive.
In another universe, I am Cher.
Well, we'll get to that.
So she tweets, what happened on the VMAs?
Fair enough. I don't know why she didn't watch it. Well, she's very busy. She's finishing an album.
She's trickle releasing an album.
Yeah, she's probably just having a nap, if we're honest.
She just woke up. She's like, What did I miss? What's going on?
where's my Twitter?
Twitter. What's what I miss? I've been asleep for a day.
Yeah. First response.
Yeah, it's Sherricorn. Straight out of the gate, on topic for once.
Yep.
For once in her life.
A lot of awkward stuff.
Yeah. Is what she said. Yep. Great.
Great.
Not
great
very specific. Not specific.
No.
Leaves it quite open-ended, but thank you for being on topic.
Who came to the table with specifics, though? Old mate Dee Dee Akers.
Dee Dee Akers.
Came to the table with caps lock firmly locked on.
Yeah, she's either it's a mistake or she's fired up.
It feels like she's fired up.
It looks like she's fired up.
Dee Dee Akers responded, lots of people I didn't know. J-Lo was queen. Madonna looked spooky and rambled forever. Camille Carbella won a lot. Ariana was trying to be Jesus. Nicki Minaj performed and Aerosmith looked old. That is so, so much to unpack.
I desperately want Dee Dee Akers to be a correspondent.
I need her in my life.
Yeah, she needs to be in the public eye.
Yes,
because nothing sums up the VMAs from everything that I have looked at or seen, nothing sums it up like Dee Dee Akers' response.
And I love this first line. Lots of people I didn't know.
But then goes on and describes
and
exactly
so many people.
Like all the major players in the VMAs that I have heard things about.
Dee Dee Akers, you are on the ball more than you know.
Dee Dee Akers, I think you doubt yourself a lot, but you are amazing.
You are my queen. J-Lo was queen. J-Lo was amazing.
Madonna looked spooky. She did.
She did.
Because I didn't watch the VMAs.
Madonna looks like a ghost drawing of Madonna.
She looked like she woke up and was like, I don't know what to wear. I'll wear everything. She's got everything on. She's dripping.
Is this cultural appropriation? Probably.
Absolutely.
What am I known for?
I just scooped up all of the planet's culture and put it on my face.
Yeah. Am I known for appropriating culture I shouldn't appropriate?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I may as well double down.
Yeah.
I'm Madonna.
Yeah.
I'm 60 now.
Wear it.
Ariana was trying to be Jesus.
So true. And that's just in general. Dee Dee doesn't even know who Ariana is, but she's like, this girl's trying to be Jesus.
Nailing it.
I got you pegged.
She's probably just like seen images and gone, trying to be spooky, looks too much like Jesus. She's a queen. Don't know who she is.
She's winning a lot.
She's winning a lot. Looks old. Who else am I? Where else am I going? Bang, bang. Pew.
I just like the idea because her husband, she doesn't mention her husband a lot, but I know he's this background player in her life. And so she's just sitting there like, All right, I've got to respond to Cher. Who's that girl that looked real weird and rambled on?
That was Madonna, honey.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Who's the one that won? Elijah won a bunch of awards. That's Camille.
That's Camille. Honey,
that's Camille. Well, and what about that girl trying to be Jesus?
Oh, that was Ariana.
Ah, okay.
Are you going to mention her fiance?
Shut up.
So this I love. Deb, hashtag Vintage Cher Crew, has responded, Cher wasn't on, so I didn't watch. Wink face. To which Oddmet Curly Mike Love Cher has responded, same here. One, I'm worried for these two people that, well, we only watch things that Cher is on.
Yes, that is letting something dictate your life.
And if you go into Deb's...
No disrespect to Cher.
No disrespect to Cher. Oh my God, I adore Cher, obviously.
But just because Cher is not... Did you listen to this song? Cher didn't sing it, did she? So no.
So no is the answer.
In I've fact, only ever why heard... am I talking to you? Get out of my life.
You are fired.
You are not Cher.
You are not Cher.
Leave me alone.
Deb has also, if you go into Deb's bio, Vintage Cher Crew, she's been a Cher fan since 1970, and this is all in capitals. She's been a fan since 1970, imaginary best friend, but not in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
mm-hmm.
like if you ever have to clarify, but not in a weird way, it absolutely is in a weird way. Yeah, it's definitely weird. Yeah.
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 I was taking a picture of this guy at the tram stop, but not in a weird way. Yeah,
yeah,
it was.
That was weird.
That was definitely
okay,
weird.
Okay, and I apologize. I apologize then.
Just admit
I'm
that it's weird.
I'm apologizing now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It was cute.
I wasn't talking about you, Andy.
Good.
You just admitted confessions. Here's the question. So is she saying that she's Cher's imaginary best friend, or Cher is her imaginary best friend, or she's just saying the words imaginary best friend? Because this is confusing to read. It's someone's bio. Okay, my bio. And my bio says...
it's off. You're right.
My bio says, fan since 1970. I assume that's about Cher. Imaginary best friend, but not in a weird way.
Because it sounds like
talking about?
She's admitting that she is an imaginary best friend. But not a weird one.
Of Cher's?
Of anyone's.
Okay.
Is this one of the Twitter bots that we've discovered that has become sentient?
Maybe.
Oh, it has feelings now.
It's just such a weird thing to say that you're an imaginary best friend. Because usually imaginary best friends or imaginary friends don't exist at all.
I had an imaginary best friend, and so did my sister when we were growing up. We only had imaginary best friends because our friends had them.
Mm.
We were very aware that they didn't exist. And this says a lot about my sister. When it came to like dinner time, my mum would be like, oh, does so-and-so and so-and-so want a place to sit?
Yeah.
Playing along. And my sister would be like, no, they can't eat. They're imaginary. Like,
right.
We knew the rules of imaginary.
Yeah, but imagine if they had a Twitter account somehow.
Everything has changed. Everything has changed.
Because I think that's what's happening here. Deb is someone's imaginary best friend.
Oh my God, Deb.
Not necessarily.
Deb?
Not necessarily.
Deb?
Wait,
Deb,
what was,
is that you?
Was that yours?
Justin, I have to go.
Yeah, you've just found the Twitter account of your imaginary best friend.
Finally happened. We didn't believe so hard that we brought to life someone we never wanted to see.
Yes, it's the power of belief.
It's the power of non-belief.
Of non-belief.
If you don't believe in something
so
hard enough, eventually that will come to be. I live in a strange world. Cher has given us a wonderful breakdown of some of the songs.
Yes, she has.
And in Cher, true Cher style, they're not entirely
highly in English.
Yeah, they're not.
They're in Sherglish.
Are they? Is it a list? Is it a paragraph? Is it information or a question? I don't know.
We'll never know.
I have so many questions. It's facts mixed with trivia. Mixed with emoji.
Correct. So songs are individuals, and then all in capitals, don't bother.
Then begins the list.
Number one, Mamma Mia and Waterloo, they're jumping on bed emoji and running around stage. So essentially what she's doing is just like listing songs and like how they're going to make you feel.
Yes.
From this part.
That's what it feels like. But also that's what happened in Mamma Mia on those two songs.
Number two, Winner and One of Us are crying. Number three, name of game is two blow two emoji. Blow,
like wind, cold, ice, icy cold.
Emoji. Okay. And at four, obviously, there's a dancing queen emojis. She's too fire emoji, think emoji. Too hot.
She's too hot.
To think. Don't know. Number five, Nando wants do not disturb sign. Number six.
Fernando's sexy.
Okay.
That's what
but
I that's
what
how I read
it says
that.
Is Nando wants
yes,
do not disturb.
Nando wants a do not disturb sign, which I think means Nando wants to get busy.
It's boots up time.
Yeah.
Number six is Chiquitita has broken a feather. SOS is what happened. Number five, Nando. I love the shortening. I never thought Fernando to shorten.
And now I really
now I want
I'm
Nando's.
Curious. Well, that's what I was thinking it was at first.
Yeah.
But now I'm also like, I wonder if she'll release a version of the song that's just Nando. That's just Nando.
Just.
She's just dropping the fur.
Yeah.
Can you hear the drums of Nando?
Do you want to get a Nando's?
Shall we go and get some peri-peri chicken on the side?
I really want some Nando's.
I hope it's open late, because if it's not, I just might die. I think we're onto a winner here, Andy.
There was something on my fries that night.
My the sauce was right. Oh, Nando's. Can we write this song?
Yeah, it writes itself if we're honest.
All right, anyone listening, don't steal
patent
that.
Patent pending, patent pending, patent pending.
Patent.
I don't know. I patent everything.
Trademark?
Trademark. Registered? Okay, cool.
Copyright. Copyright.
Copyright. Like, copyright. So Susu Heck has responded, Nando, I'm freaking out. Well, wait until you hear our new song called Nando's.
Just wait, Susu.
We are releasing that next week.
Now, here's what I love. So ABBA fan club.
Correct.
At John Parker 95 mm-hmm. says, I understand this to a T. Cher speaks to me.
This Twitter account is for me and me alone.
I'm jealous.
if I'm honest, I'm jealous.
I'm having a hard time breaking this down. And also, it's weird, though, because I thought maybe she'd be breaking down all the songs on her album.
No. She does.
Gimme, Gimme, Gimme is not there.
No, and neither is... Oh, no, it's... Yes.
SOS is there.
It's just Gimme, Gimme, Gimme is missing.
She just didn't want to do that one.
Because I think it's pretty obvious what that's about. Desperation.
Well, wouldn't that be the same as Nando?
Nah, because Nando...
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Nando is gimme, in love yeah. with a fries and...
You're right.
Peri peri sauce.
When it comes to food, you're always right. Why did I even
thank
question?
You.
Thank you. I think we should contact John Parker, 95.
We need to get him on.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
If he can read Cher.
Hey, John Parker.
Do you speak Cher?
Come on the show. We'd love your interpretation of some tweets.
So I feel like
I have argued about.
I feel like we're not the only ones. Yes, yeah. You could settle a whole bunch of bets that we've had.
Oh, and there's a lot of money on the line right now. I'm either a huge winner or in huge debt.
I'm concerned. I'm concerned for me.
Yeah, because I'm concerned for me.
Well, because I bet a whole bunch of money I don't have.
I bet your money as well.
I saw you do that.
Yeah.
And
I'll say it right now.
Oh, no,
I shouldn't have done it.
It's on me for letting you.
Yeah.
If anything, well, it's more my fault.
You just gave me all your bank details. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I adore you. Have my bank details.
All right. Well, you're going to be broke soon.
I'm sorry. I just bought a tractor.
Follow the follower.
So this week we've got a very special follower.
Yes.
I think. His name is Brandon, I believe.
You sure?
Brendan. Brad.
I thought it was just Ben.
Bradley. B something. it's Benjamin. Sorry.
It is Ben.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So his name is Benjamin.
Mm.
His username is just B, which is why it was very difficult for us to remember what his name was.
His handle is at Chardonnay Gay, which is really what interests me.
Drew Andy right on him.
Oh, yeah. Love a good handle that's fun like that.
Yeah. And I was drawn in. He doesn't have a profile description, so he doesn't have anything in his bio.
Mm.
Except for his, he just has like his Instagram handle there.
Correct.
But no other information other than he lives in Chicago. But background, like the background picture I saw was the first thing I saw is this screen cap of a message from Twitter that says, at Lisa Rinna blocked you. You are blocked from following at Lisa Rinna and viewing at Lisa Rinna's tweets,
and
which is so great.
What a crown to wear.
If I got Lisa Rinna to block me, I would put that up
in my profile. That is really the apex. That's it.
Which just tells me he's got gumption.
I want to know what he did.
Yes.
I want to know what he did.
Yes.
To anger the mighty Lisa Rinna.
It's so interesting. I just find that so interesting because I really want to know so badly. So, Benjamin, if you are listening, please contact us.
Yeah, or if someone that knows Benjamin, please contact him and
tell him to contact us.
We love him. We want to know.
We want to know the story, and we will talk about it on the show.
Yeah, we'll get you on the show.
Somehow.
Absolutely,
we will fly you to Australia.
Now, this brings up something that I've been sitting on for quite some time.
Oh no! All right,
and this is some information that you don't know.
Oh no! I'm put on the spot. Okay.
We share a mutual friend in Adam Valentine.
Yes.
Lovely Adam Valentine, who's in PR here in Melbourne, Australia.
Australia.
I don't know that you know this, but Adam Valentine has been blocked by Cher.
Really?
Yes.
We know someone that's been blocked by Cher.
Two things. One, we know someone called Adam Valentine.
Yes.
Real name.
Which, when I first learned of Adam Valentine, I don't know if it was through you or through another friend, but I thought he was using a nickname to talk about, and I was like,
yeah,
I don't know who Adam Valentine is, like,
yeah,
in quotes. I didn't know what he was saying, and then I found out that his name is actually Adam Valentine.
Adam Valentine, yeah,
which is just the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, correct.
Wow,
yes,
blocked by Cher. Do you know the story?
I don't know the full story.
Do you know some of the story?
I don't know some of the story.
So you don't know any of the story?
I don't know any of the story.
blood from a stone. It's like pulling blood out of a stone. Oh my god. Just say what you mean. Sometimes I want to choke myself so I don't have to deal with this. Okay. Well, that was an absolutely useless conversation.
What a cul-de-sac of a conversation that was.
Thanks for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Back to Benjamin, back to our follower. He's really fun. He's what you would call a sassy gay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. One day ago, as I'm talking like this now, one day ago he tweeted, "I've been truly blessed with the best friends. Also, they're all crack whores."
Sassy. Super sass.
Super sassy.
And then, you know, the other day, on August 23rd, he writes, "Do gay people just go to Mykonos? Is that their job?" Which I think is a very poignant observation. It's a great question, but so sassy.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Justin, have you been to Mykonos?
No.
I have.
Yeah. And would you agree that
that's
he's
our
on
job.
Point?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I feel very pressured to go.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear.
How dare you have a boyfriend and not have gone to Mykonos?
I know. I don't know what's wrong.
Well, maybe that's the secret. What I like is that there's a bunch of tweets which, you know, how is Riverdale so bad?
Yeah.
But just so good.
Yeah.
I agree with him on this.
What I love, though, is the updates on this. He's clearly been sucked into Riverdale.
Oh yeah, he's binging it.
Riverdale, and he is so shocked. I think he's shocked at himself that he's watching this. Yeah. That he's turning to Twitter to just express himself. Mm,
it's like waking up and realizing that you've eaten 3 liters of ice cream. You're like, oh, didn't think I could do that, but I remember doing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just flash back on some trauma.
Ice cream is my nam.
Yeah, so he tweets like 2 minutes later, Archie is frustratingly stupid.
Oh, he's so stupid. He's so stupid. And I have watched every single episode of Riverdale. I hate Archie. KJ Apa is wonderful. it's just a terribly written character. Yes.
Now, is it that it's just an annoying character?
Oh, this is such a frustrating
character. Or it's badly written. Like, is he supposed to be frustrating?
What is the question?
Well, okay, so a villain, like, oh, God, yeah. They're so bad. They're an idiot or they're dumb. Oh, but it's just they do a really good job at making that character frustratingly stupid.
No, he's like that. He's supposed to be the protagonist, but he's such a wet blanket on everything.
Mm.
He'd be a frustrating person to be friends with. Everyone else has, like, a backbone. And, like, the best intentions in that show.
Mm.
And Archie is terrible. I will say this, though. All of the children in Riverdale, and they're all in high school.
Okay.
Allegedly.
I don't know anything about the show.
Well, there's a lot of, like, people show up dead a bunch of times. Friends of theirs show up dead. A brother, one of the twins, Rock, the first season is all about, like, one of them's dead. They are incredibly well-adjusted children, considering they have to deal with a bunch of, like, serial killers and drug invasion and gangs.
Yeah.
And they seem to be able to turn their homework in on time. They're members of clubs.
They're not having any problems at school.
Socially, they're well-adjusted.
Right.
Like, I would say there's no outbursts. None of them do heroin. Which is going to be probably
well. It just makes you wonder if there's any parents out there going, you know, getting frustrated with their kids who are failing math or, you know, not turning
stuff
in.
Yeah, look at Archie on Riverdale.
Look, Archie's friend, like his twin friend, has been murdered, and he's getting straight A's.
He turned in his math homework.
He just got into college.
He even managed to find time to have sex with the music teacher.
What have you been doing,
James?
Huh?
James? You get back here. You get back here and you set the table for dinner.
Do your homework in front of me.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to watch Riverdale and you're going to learn about how to be a person.
Yeah. Stay away from the jingle jangle, though.
What's the jingle jangle?
Oh, jingle jangle is what they call the main drug in Riverdale.
The jingle jangle.
It's just called jingle jangle. Yeah. Well, they can't call it heroin. I suppose it's...
Why?
Well, I think it's supposed to be like ecstasy or something like
ecstasy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be something like that.
Yeah.
But they've decided to call it jingle jangle.
Right.
So that it doesn't have any real world connotations. So a kid can't watch
Riverdale and go, Archie did all this jingle jangle.
Yeah. And that's how he's getting straight A's, but his whole friendship circle is getting offed by the black hood.
Yeah, but I can guarantee there is a drug that will make its way around called jingle jangle.
And I for one can't wait to try it.
Well, the thing I also loved, there's this one that I really identified with.
Yeah.
So he's got this tweet that he said, my family dinner just ended with people saying, Benjamin, and this is where I learned his name, mm-hmm. Benjamin, Trump is doing amazing things for this country, end quote.
Oh.
And then it's a gif of someone lighting themselves on fire. It's a cartoon, obviously, but a gif of someone lighting themselves on fire and jumping out a window. I feel connected
yeah.
to Ben in this way because my whole family is
Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I totally understand, you know, as much as we gloss over the stuff that Cher rants about
yes.
and Cher loves her Trump rant.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Ooh,
I really get it. It's such a divisive thing in the States. My family and I have not been the same since Trump was elected.
Yeah, right.
And yes, does it have to do with how we're able to communicate as a family? Yes, but is something, oh, yeah. something, it takes something as extreme as this to really like fuck shit up in people's lives.
Yeah,
and
right.
It has. I know people, like, their family has basically split in half. Or, like, they have withdrawn from their family because their family is Trump supporters, and they just refuse to be a part of that.
What a time.
So crazy. So it's,
yeah, that sucks.
If someone turned to me and said, if in my family turned and said, Trump is doing some amazing things for this country, I would light myself on fire.
Yeah.
I just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I'd light them on fire.
Oh, that's better. But Ben's nailing it.
Yeah.
He's nailing it.
Ben, you're doing well.
There's also, I really love this, and I know we don't like to describe images too much, but it's really easy to describe, so I'm going to describe it.
All right, describe it to me.
It's a retweet that he's done where it says, he retweeted this guy, Clint Capelistan, I don't know. Anyway, this guy tweeted, me, I'm never drinking again, I will not go to the bars tonight, and then reality, and it's this picture of two, like, SWAT people about to break in a door, and the two SWAT people are labeled my friends and my inner demon, and then the other picture is, you know, like, one of those things that you slide to kind of lock a door, but it's a Cheeto, and it says, I'm not drinking tonight. Just like, there's no way that the Cheeto can withstand
yeah.
that influence.
Right, great.
I really identify a lot of ways with with Ben and his tweets.
We salute you. You are a sassy, sassy woman.
You're a sassy man, and you're on our follower list.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it.
That's it.
That's it for this week's episode.
You might be listening to it in the morning on your commute.
Yes. When Cher maybe has released another song. I just don't know.
We just have no idea what's going to happen.
What do you think the next song is going to be?
Dancing Queen.
You think so?
Yeah.
What were the ones that she said she heard mastered?
They must all be ransomed tonight?
No, because I think it's either going to be Winner Takes It All, Name of the Game, or Chickadee.
I'm sticking with Dancing Queen.
I think.
All right. Well, time will tell.
I'm going to say
Chickadee. You're going to say Chickadee. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to go. We can hear an SOS from the Watership Down itself calling us.
And we are obligated by law to respond.
We have to respond to it because we are, of course, ourselves couture.
Yes. In every sense of the world.
In every way. Thank you so much again for joining us. Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
Yeah. And then please rate and review us and subscribe on Apple's podcast app or wherever you get your podcast from. And for God's sake, tell your friends.
Oh, please.
Please pass it around.
Let
like
us
a
know.
Note in class.
Pass it along. I have been one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
And I've been one of your other hosts, Justin Fulton.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.